This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your calls at 844-236-6010. If you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. If you have questions about ingredients or formulations or something you may have heard about or read about, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products right off the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team by clicking on the Join the Team link, or you can, at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team link, or call 866-735-2470 for more information. 866-735-2470. And also would like to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, oil, surfactants, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. You can find out all about them at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, so we are talking about we're talking about electricity and energy, and yesterday we talked about the tyranny of the medical model. Basically, the idea is that health is simple. If you want to boil down everything we talk about on this program, if I had to put sum up everything I talk about in my whole life's work, my whole life's mission, it's to help us understand that health is simple. It's not complicated. It's about plumbing. It's about defense. It's about energy. It's about movement. It's not complicated in the sense that we have to worry, we have to trust some kind of authority figure who's an expert on us. The human body has been fine-tuned through evolution, perfected, and before you get, if you have a problem with the word evolution, I simply mean a word to describe how things become more complex, how systems become more complex. That's what I mean when I say evolution. The human body has been perfected through millions of years of becoming more and more complex. It's been refined to the point where it's potentially immortal. It repairs itself. It's like one of those self-repairing tires. It repairs itself. And so, theoretically, we should be immortal. At the very least, we should be living a good, long life. And when we die, we should die quickly and in our sleep, gently. Just go. We shouldn't rot. We shouldn't degenerate. Something's missing. Something's wrong. Health is simple. Health, the body, it's in the body's nature to be healthy. Ease versus dis-ease. Ease is in the body's nature. That's what we talk about in this program. This is once we understand this, we'll be liberated from the medical model. So yesterday we talked about Benjamin Rush. Quote, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. The Constitution of the Republic should make a special privilege for medical freedoms as well as religious freedoms, unquote. So this is from a guy talking 300 years ago who saw what was happening. It's happening now. And you know what happens? It happens through our complicity. We are complicit. We can't just blame the medical model and the medical tyranny. We're complicit because we buy into it. And that's what this program is all about. It's about busting belief systems. We buy into the power structure through memes, M-E-M-E-S, memes. Today, you hear people talking about memes like internet memes. What's an internet meme? It's a quote or something funny or something interesting that just passes through the culture. Technically, a meme is an idea that passes through the culture. It's a mind virus is what it's called. It's like a virus passing through the culture. Why virus? Why do they use a metaphor of virus? By the way, there's a great book called Virus of the Mind, which was written in the 90s. I read it in the late 1990s by Richard Brody. It's a classic book. It's the first popular book on this idea of memes. Richard Brody is B-R-O-D-I-E, Virus of the Mind. If you want to read a very interesting, it's very easy to read, book about how we're duped into believing things that don't serve us through viruses, infected by viruses. It's a great book to read. And this has a lot to do with health. A lot, a lot, a lot. The tyranny of the medical model cannot exist without memes, without us just believing things. And these ideas about how wonderful the medical model is and how you have to have a mammogram and you have to have... Really? You have to have a mammogram? Who said? Oh, well, we know the statistics. Really? What does it mean? What do the statistics mean? Well, for every 100 people, 2 people are going to have cancer if they don't have a mammogram. Oh, yeah, what about the other 98 people? And then the cholesterol numbers and the hypertension numbers. We buy into all this stuff. Who said that you need a statin drug? Who said cholesterol causes heart disease? How do I know cholesterol causes heart disease? Actually, it doesn't, because people who have high cholesterol, they don't necessarily automatically have heart attacks. If cholesterol caused heart disease, everybody would have it. It's odds. It's statistics. The meme masters use statistics. Remember the three kind of lies. There's lies, damn lies, and there's statistics. Why? Because you cherry-pick statistics to form and frame a belief that you want to inject into the society for your own benefit. That's how institutions do it. That's how, it's one thing if it's the government. The government does it. The legal institutions do it. Sports teams do it. Advertisers do it. But it's really insidious when it's about health. It's really sneaky when your mother or your friend or your wife or your husband is taking a beta blocker simply because they believe the doctor. And you know good and well that a beta blocker shuts down the heart. I'm using this example because I talked to a friend of mine yesterday. And she said to me, my husband, he has supraventricular tachycardia, SVT. That's when your heart just goes crazy. And they put him on a calcium, not a beta blocker, they put him on a calcium channel blocker. And she's in longevity. He won't take any supplements. Doctor said, they laughed. She said, I'm in the supplement business. I know, but what about magnesium? They laughed. Of course they laughed. Because nobody's as infected by memes as the participants in the model itself. That is the doctors and the nurses. Unfortunately, the doctors and the nurses buy in, and the pharmacists for that matter, and everybody in the healthcare business, they buy into it as much as patients do. So they think it's funny. What about coenzyme Q10? What about carnitine? What about magnesium? Could that help maybe, doc? Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, you'll get expensive urine. Ha, ha, ha. Here's a beta blocker. Here's a calcium channel blocker. And now the guy's going to have an ablation where they burn the heart. These viruses are so sneaky, are so insidious. But guess what? There is a way that we can be inoculated against mind viruses. All kinds of mind viruses. A very simple way. Maybe not easy, but it's a very simple way to protect yourself against these infectious agents that are injected into the culture by self-serving and self-dealing institutions like the medical model and the government model and the religious model. That's a big one, is the religious model. That's built 100% on a framework of belief and mind viruses. I'm going to tell you how you inoculate yourself against mind viruses and memes, and it's just common sense, really. And unfortunately, while it's very simple, it just takes some effort. And we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben got lines open for you at 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success story, anything we're talking about here today sparks your interest, or if you just have a health challenge you would like help with, we're here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. Check out Longevity Products and click on the Join the Team link if you want to start yourself a longevity business. So all at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, so memes, belief systems, mind viruses, thought contagions, advertisers love them. If you've ever found yourself singing an advertising jingle mindlessly, guaranteed you've been infected by a meme. If you believe something, you're not sure why you believe it. If you look at it, examine it, that's a meme. Politicians and politics use memes. The Wall is a classic meme if you're following politics. The red team and the blue team. Believing whatever your team believes without examining it or and analyzing it. And therein lies the secret to getting inoculated from mind viruses. Analysis, examination. In fact, the only reason memes can exist is because critical thinking doesn't. Memes cannot withstand critical thinking. If you examine an idea, and you analyze an idea, and you apply critical thinking to that idea, one of two things will happen. Either you will not believe that idea any longer, in which case you won't be infected, you'll be inoculated against the meme, or you'll believe it consciously, intelligently, not mimetically, not because it's a belief, but because it's a knowing. You want to take the belief into knowing. That's what we need to do with all of our belief systems. We inoculate ourselves from mind viruses through critical thinking, which is in short supply these days. Examination, analysis. We don't learn to critically think. Memes, or the propensity, the soil for the growth of memes, is laid down in school, in kindergarten, in nursery school, when we're told to believe things. We get infected with memes immediately in nursery school. And critical thinking is not taught. In fact, if you're a critical thinker, you're picked on. You're drugged. Opposition defiant disorder if you reject the current memes. If you don't believe the memes when you're a little kid, you're considered an outcast. We do not encourage critical thinking, and we suffer for it. And the brain is the human brain doesn't lend itself to critical thinking, and that compounds the problem. Human beings don't critically think voluntarily because it takes work to critically think. For millions of years of evolution, we didn't need to critically think. We just needed to react to the lion. So reaction, that's hardwired. Reacting to things is hardwired. Responding correctly is it's not as hardwired. It's not even hardwired. It requires choice and volition. And you actually have to choose to critically think. Critically thinking is not hardwired the way reactions are. It requires will. It requires volition. And you know what? Nothing will give you will and volition as much as being sick. And that's what should happen. When you're sick, that's the time to examine your memes. My friend, whose husband just went for the ablation and went for the calcium channel blocker that the doctor told him, got off the supplements because the doctor told him, should be doing the exact opposite. Should be applying critical thinking. Should be applying analysis and examination to the idea. Oh, okay, so what's happening with the calcium channel blocker? Oh, it's blocking the flow of calcium to the heart. Is calcium important for the heart? Well, yeah, kind of important for the heart. Is it a good idea to block calcium, the flow of calcium to the heart? I'm not sure. Oh, yeah, how are you going to process that drug? Oh, my liver's going to process it. Well, what's the liver using to process it? Well, it's going to use B vitamins to process it. Are B vitamins important for my heart? Well, yeah. Am I going to lose B vitamins when I'm on this drug? Well, yeah. Is my heart going to be toxed out and poisoned when I'm on the show? Well, yeah. And what's going to happen when I ablate my heart, when I let the doctor run an electrical current through my heart? Well, part of my heart's going to die. Oh, is that a good idea? A little examination, and it doesn't take you a lot, just a little examination will show you that the medical model is absurd. It's ridiculous. The drug and dissect and organ removal model of the medical the model of medicine, of healing, it's bizarre. It's barbaric. And it's not working. Bottom line, it doesn't work. And you know what else? The first step in critical thinking is to know that you don't know. That's the first step. Mark Twain said, it ain't what you don't know that'll hurt you. It's what you do know that ain't so. And that's the biggest problem I have when I'm helping people. They know too much. People know too much. If you're sick, you don't know nothing about nothing. Go blank slate. I mean, whether you do know a little bit or not, just go blank slate and start to relearn your ideas. The first step in critical thinking is to admit that you don't know. If you're sick, admit that you don't know. And that doesn't mean go to somebody who knows, because there's lots of charlatans out there who will tell you they know. That means do some studying. Apply critical thinking. Apply analysis and examination to your ideas. And that's why I'm here. That's why I do this program. And that's why I don't ever just say to somebody, take this, take that. I'm always telling you how the mechanism works. And if you're listening to this program, if you've listened to this program more than a few times, you understand that there's certain mechanisms in place in the body that are not hard to understand. They're not complicated. They're not complex. Inflammation, defense, toxicity, leakage of poisons into the blood, a slowdown in movement, sluggish blood. The funny thing is we naturally believe that we can heal. We naturally believe that we can be powerful. We naturally believe that we can accomplish things. The memes of our culture say that we can't heal, that we're doomed, that we need the government to help us out, that we need to have people who are smarter than us tell us about ourselves. We're told that we're not good enough, powerful enough, strong enough. And guess what? That's a meme, that we're not good enough, strong enough, powerful enough. Babies would never learn to walk if we really believed that. If that was built into our minds, a baby would never walk. As soon as a baby would start to walk and it fell down, it would go, forget it, this ain't working. And nobody would ever learn to walk. That doesn't happen. Babies, they fall down, they get up, they fall down, they get up, they don't think nothing of it. It's built into us to be resilient. It's built in, it's hardwired us into us to go through walls, no pun intended, to never say never, to never say die, to believe that we can do anything. That's hardwired into us. We're born with an operating system that says a can-do operating system. Otherwise, babies would never survive. If a baby had the same attitude when it was a baby as it will when it's a typical adult, it would never make it past a day one or hour one of needing food. It would be like, forget it, this isn't going to work. Oh, well, I'm not going to bother. Babies don't do that. That takes inoculation, a mimetic inoculation, which doesn't kick in until much later. It's hardwired into us to be strong and powerful and heal. It's hardwired us into every cell of the body to heal itself. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. So number, you're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presidential lawyer Rudy Giuliani reportedly suggesting that the president's legal team should be allowed to, in his words, correct special counsel Robert Mueller's final report before Congress gets to see it. The Hill reports Giuliani made the remark in an interview last evening, quoted as saying, Mueller's team is not God. They could be wrong. Mueller's required to submit his final report to the attorney general, who would then decide what to do with it. Missing since mid-October, 13-year-old Jamie Kloss of Wisconsin has been found alive. Peter Kasinkis was among those who helped her when she apparently got free from her captor yesterday.
She looked just like her pictures, but thinner. She looked like she wasn't able to take a bath and take care of herself.
Reports are one man's in custody in connection with her disappearance. Authorities to release more details later today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side, and we have lines open for you at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today, if you have a success story you'd like to share or comment, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about ingredients or formulations, we want to hear from you, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to purchase Truth Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, we've got lines open at 844-236-6010. Read a couple stories, and then we'll get to your phone calls. From the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal, study shows effectiveness of dietary fat in preterm infants in reducing fungus that can lead to infections. This is a study that was done on the fungus Candida albicans, Candida for short. People are always complaining about Candida virus or Candida infections, fungal infections. That's what you mean. That's what people mean when they say they have systemic yeast Usually they're talking about candida. Well, guess what? It turns out that a certain kind of fat that we talk about on this program a lot, but you don't hear a lot about in the world of health, has tremendous benefits, antifungal benefits, anti-candida benefits. It's a fat that's called medium fat. Medium-chain triglyceride. Remember, fats come in three lengths, short, medium, and large. Medium-chain triglycerides, or medium fats, have antifungal properties. That's why you may have heard that coconut oil has antifungal properties, particularly an MCT called caprylic acid. You can find that in health food stores. You can find, actually, you can get MCT, straight MCT oil, or caprylic acid in health food stores. If you have fungal infections, that might be something that you want to think about, according to this study that was done in the Pediatrics Infectious Disease, or published in the Pediatrics Infectious Disease Journal. Researchers supplemented the diet of 7 preterm infants with MCT oil. The team measured the level of fungi that grew in the infant's GI tracts before, during, and after supplementation. The results were striking. The researchers found that supplementing the formula with MCT oil reduced the fungus that can cause infections. We use this stuff, MCT oil, in when I was working in pediatrics ICU, in neonatal ICU, in Denver, when I was a pharmacy, when I first graduated pharmacy school. I worked in peds ICU and neonatal ICU, and let me tell you, those are depressing places. And my job was to give the little kids, newborns and infants, drugs. I had to fill up the carts with drugs that were, I cringe when I think about that, these poor kids. Anyway, one of the drugs we gave them was MCT oil. We gave them MCT oil because a lot of these kids couldn't process fats, and MCT oil is the oil of choice, or the fat of choice, for people without a gallbladder, people with liver disease, people who have intestinal problems, fat malabsorption syndrome. And a lot of these kids were born that way, and so we give them MCTs. But now it turns out that MCTs have wonderful antifungal properties as well. So if you're dealing with, if you have a systemic yeast infection, try a little coconut oil. Personally, I think one of the best ways, or the most important thing you can do, if you're dealing with yeast infections, systemic yeast infections, that is, a candida, is work on your microbiome. The good bacteria help balance out the yeast. The mycobiome, M-Y-C-O, mycobiome, that's the universe of yeast and fungus that live in the body. The microbiome is the universe of bacteria that live in the body, and there is a constant battle between the microbiome and the mycobiome, and they control each other. When the microbiome in the gut falls apart, or at least its numbers start to become reduced, the mycobiome can overgrow. This especially happens when you eat a lot of sugar, because the yeast love sugar. And here's another interesting article. This is about the microbiome, the aspect of the microbiome that nobody really talks about, but it's very, very important. This is from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. That, V-A-T, fat, may cause pathogenic obesity. That fat is visceral fat. Visceral fat is the kind of fat that appears in your belly, and it's really interesting stuff. It's not the same as subcutaneous fat. Subcutaneous fat is the fat that's under your skin. That's the fat that you can pinch. It's pinchable fat. The fat that's in your belly, that's firm fat. That's not squishy fat. That's firm fat. That's in the belly region. And here's the thing about that kind of fat. It's called visceral fat. Visceral fat, and you can, by the way, you can have lots of visceral fat even if you're skinny. You could be super skinny and still be eating a lot. A lot of people are really skinny, but they eat all kinds of fat-growing food or food that turns into fat, sugars, carbs especially, and they're skinny. But they're not really, if you look inside, they're not immune to the effects of the carbs that they're eating, or their crappy diet, or their lack of exercise. And basically, it's lack of exercise and sugar that causes this visceral fat to grow. So you can be skinny and have visceral fat, too. Don't be bamboozled by people who say, oh, I can eat whatever I want, but I'm super skinny. Well, if you check your visceral fat, you'd see a problem. Here's the problem with the visceral fat. It's metabolically active. It's got chemistry in it. When we think of fat, we just think of some blobby stuff. Visceral fat can throw off your metabolism, especially the microbiome. Visceral fat makes antibiotics. The job of visceral fat its real job from an evolutionary perspective is to protect the inside of the body, the organs, protect the organs against wounds, to protect the organs against infection. And visceral fat is loaded with natural antibiotics. And the more visceral fat you have, the more of these chemicals you're producing, the more dangerous it is for the microbiome. Visceral fat also changes the way blood processes fats. And so you have your cholesterol levels go up and your triglyceride levels go up when you have more visceral fat. So losing visceral fat is extremely important. And here's the good news. Visceral fat is easy to lose. It's the easiest fat to lose. Visceral fat. From a metabolic standpoint, from a psychological standpoint, it's not so easy because you got to quit eating the sugar and the carbs. That's really the biggest problem when it comes to our the abundance of visceral fat that most of us are carrying. It's the carbs and the exercise also, or the lack of exercise. So intensity, HIIT, high intensity training, HIIT, high intensity interval training. That's where you run for a minute and then you walk for a minute. It's best done on a treadmill, or you lift light weights really fast for a minute, and then you stop and you rest. High-intensity interval training is the best way to lose visceral fat. You can also do endurance exercises to lose visceral fat. 30 minutes of cardio. Now, that's a lot harder to do than the interval training, either way. Eat. Make sure you're laying off the carbs and eating. Well, just eating less calories. Keto is the best way to lose the visceral fat. And make sure you're getting sleep and relaxing. Cortisol is one of the biggest problems with visceral fat. Cortisol will jack up your visceral fat as much as sugar will. So keeping your body relaxed, using yoga, meditation, making sure you're getting a good night's sleep. All of these are great strategies for losing visceral fat. Losing visceral fat in turn will extend your lifespan and reduce the likelihood of further diseases down the road, especially diseases that involve the immune system and the microbiome. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Elaine real quick. We'll take a break here. Let's see what Elaine has to say. What's going on, Elaine?
Hey, I've got some...
You know, there's the music. I'm sorry. I'm going to put you back. I apologize. I shouldn't have taken it. But hang on, okay? We'll get you first up when we come back from the break. All right, Elaine? I'm sorry for that. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again. So I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Elaine in Alaska. What's going on, Elaine? Good morning.
I just need some help and advice. You know, we had that really bad earthquake up here November 30th, and we've been having a lot of aftershocks. I'm dealing with a lot of patients with anxiety, and CBD came up, and there's just seems like there's just a lot of misunderstanding and lack of education. People think that they have to get CBD at a weed shop.
Let me tell you about anxiety. First of all, CBD is great, but it's not... It's not like a cure. It just temporarily relieves the anxiety. Anxiety is a mental interpretation of a physical phenomena. So the body has this tingle, and we interpret it as whatever story is currently in our brain. And if it's a story about trauma or fear or about your bills or your relationship or your kids or whatever, that tingle is going to get associated with the story. But it's just a physical sensation. So, for example, have you ever experienced this anxiety, Elaine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so stop for a second. Just try this. Work with me here for just 1 second. Everybody listening, work with me on this. Think of something that makes you anxious and notice how it's in your... There's two elements to it. There's a physical sensation and then there's a mental story or a narrative. Do you see how there's two things going on?
Mm-hmm.
If you can separate out the two, you'll notice that the feeling always precedes the story. And that's what anxiety is about. It starts off as a bodily sensation. It's nothing but a bodily sensation with an interpretation on top of it. And so the trick to dealing with anxiety is to return to the bodily sensation and separate it out from the story. And when you do that, you'll see that it's actually, that feeling in the body is actually quite pleasurable. It's only the story that sucks. So what you got to do when you have anxiety is you've got to separate the story from the physical sensation. The physical sensation will be pleasant and the story will be neutral. It'll just be a story. But you got to separate them out. If you don't separate them out, they suck. And that's how I deal with anxiety. That's how I tell people to deal with anxiety. And it's a normal thing because our culture promotes it. Separate the two out and you'll see the story is neutral and you'll see the physical sensation is pleasant. Now, if you have a real reason to be anxious, like your credit card bills are mounting, do something about it. But the anxiety doesn't serve us. The crappy feeling doesn't serve us. And most of the time, the anxiety is about something in the past anyway. Separate the two out. As far as nutrients go, which I prefer over CBD, there are wonderful nutrients, but I'm always hesitant to use nutrition to address emotional and mental problems, which is what anxiety is. It's a mental and emotional issue, a mental slash emotional. I consider those the same thing, mental slash emotional. So if you want CBD, that's a great way to kind of dumb it down a little bit, which can be helpful. I'm not saying that in a negative way. It can be helpful to do that in the short term. Nutrients, the B vitamins are extremely important because the more anxiety you have, the more you're burning through your B vitamins. Lithium orotate has a calming effect. GABA, G-A-B-A, has a calming effect. Niacin has anti-anxiety properties. Omega-3 essential fatty acids in general, but especially omega-3 fatty acids can be helpful. Magnesium, there's something called theanine that you can use. And then there's, of course, the famous amino acids, tryptophan, and 5-HTP. And that's how I would handle it from a nutritional standpoint. Although, like I say, and keep your blood sugar stable also. Although, as I say, I prefer doing it the mental and emotional way because that's really what the problem is. Separate out the feeling from the story. The feeling will be quite pleasurable when you do it, and then deal with the story on that level. It's just a story, or it may perhaps it's something, there's some action you can take. All right, I'm going to take some more calls, Elaine. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Hope I helped you out. Let's go to Denise in California. Good morning, and welcome to The Bright Side.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Oh, hey, good morning. I wanted to call for my friend who has stones in her tonsil. How could that
okay.
be?
How could
She's
that
had
be?
A couple of years, I think, misdiagnosed. She came back from a mission trip, has had a throat and inflammation, all that. So I'm sure it's inflammation, but she's not doing very good. And tachycardias, and it's just
she's a mess. She's a mess. The tonsil,
middle
the
age,
stones.
Middle age, and, yeah.
She's a mess. She got to start from like ground zero. She's a mess. The tonsil stones are just crap that lodges in the lymph, and that's a sign that the lymph isn't moving and the crap is building up. So she right away has to stop whatever's getting into her, stop the stream of toxicity that's getting into the lymph. Of course, that's going to be digestive, unless she's injecting things. So immediately you got to do the whole food thing. So,
Very good.
Immediately. I wouldn't even waste my time talking to her until she's willing to do the food thing, because she's deteriorating very rapidly. So
very
food
right.
thing, food diary, elimination problem foods, probiotics, good bacteria. Beyond tangy tangerine, because she's probably malnourished. At least the BTT will get her some quick nourishment. Slowly though, don't have her sip on it. And then the whole digestive thing, food elimination diet, and then food diary, and then also Swero-V cleanse, probiotics, digestive enzymes, the whole bit. Everything we talk about with digestive, that's how I would be regarding it. Tonsil stones are a sign of major toxicity in the body, and everything else you're telling me just confirms that. All right, Denise.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Let's go to Joseph in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Joseph.
Yes, good morning, Ben. Hi, Ben. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to know if you could expound or elaborate a little bit about a article that I've seen here on the Internet, jbc.org. He talks about the quinone in mushrooms, and in his quote he says that the quinone is formed only after the gill tissue is macerated or the cell wall is broken. Now, could you elaborate a little bit about the redox reaction of the quinone to the quinol and how
well,
it communicates with our
weeds.
Mitochondria cell? And
yeah,
the,
that's a little bit in the weeds. Hang on, Joseph. That's a little bit in the weeds, but basically what you're talking about is the electronic energy that's transferred on the quinone molecule, we'll say. It goes from quinone to quinol, and that's a little bit abstract for our purposes here. But basically speaking, you don't really need to pay as much attention to how these redox phenomena or how these redox phenomena are working in the body as much as you have to take as much as you want to be focusing on getting electrons into the system. The electrons into the system, that is into the body, will take care of all the redox needs that you have. So, and how do you get electrons into the body? By eating whole foods and unprocessed foods, eating foods that are as close to raw as possible, and then nutritional supplements and a good strong diet. It's true that that eating mushrooms can have an effect, and mushrooms, by the way, are highly medicinal, which also means that they have a certain element of toxicity, and a lot of that toxicity has to do with how, with what you're talking about, Joseph, with how they affect how the body handles energy in terms of redox. But that's a little bit more in the weeds than I want to get here today. Suffice it to say, get lots of electrons into your system. Make sure you're using nutrients that help the body process those electrons, and let all the redox happen on its own. The redox will happen just fine. The mitochondria will work just fine. All that will occur just fine. I don't know above just, you know, the interesting part of what you're talking about, how that is really helpful from a health perspective. So I didn't mean to brush you off there, Joseph. It's very interesting stuff for sure, and I'm a big fan of the whole redox thing. In fact, redox is what we've been talking about here for the last few weeks. I haven't even mentioned the word redox. Redox for the listeners is reduction oxidation, and it has to do with how electrons are passed or bounced around from one element, from one molecule to another molecule. That's called redox, reduction, oxidation is just the movement of electrons from molecule to molecule. It's very fascinating stuff, but it's a little bit in the weeds, Joseph, so I don't want to get into that right now. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Bob in California, good morning, and welcome to the Bright Side.
Yes, my wife's got a problem with both of her index fingers on. It started on her right hand, now it's the left hand's doing it too, where it bends over towards the small finger, starting to bend that way like an arthritic type of...
How old is she?
I think she's 61.
Does she have a history of arthritis?
This finger bending thing has started, you know, a few years ago.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's progressively getting worse, but it's painful, and it's like parts of her skin are starting to turn red.
Okay, that's not a good thing. First of all, I would have body work done, finger work, I guess you'd say, and have somebody manipulate the fingers. Probably scar tissue in there that's going to slow down healing. So you definitely want to have that finger worked on by Rolfer, R-O-L-F-E-R, Rolfer. Find it. If you're in California, there's tons of them. And then from a nutritional perspective, you want to use lots of fats and fatty vitamins, vitamin E especially, and also omega fatty acids, the ultimate EFA. I take higher doses of vitamin E, like 400 IU of vitamin E a day, mixed to tocopherols. You may want to rub some of that CM cream on top of it. Basically, you're going to be dealing with fats. Of course, vitamin C is going to also be important in, you know, the general nutritional workup, anything you do nutritionally. But from a direct, immediate perspective, have that worked on and make sure she's using fats. Real quick, I got only about 20 seconds.
What about proteolytic enzymes?
They'll help too. Absolutely. Bromelain, papain, natokinase, all of that will help. We're out of time. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.